folks. It's been long enough since I uploaded one of these. I got about 14 of them in the draft that I never uploaded because, you know, I'm too lazy to make a thumbnail, which is stupid anyway because the thumbnail is the easiest thing to make when it comes to this podcast because I just have to stick a 7 on it because it's part 7 of the Vibin' in the Ritz Car podcast. I'm your host, CTF Football. It's the CTF Football edition of Vibin' in the Ritz Car. And as usual, I'm on my way home from work from Target in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Which way am I going? Not going to say, because some people are weird. But today, it's time to talk. Excuse me. It's time to talk about the best thing in sports. The number one thing on my sporting tier list. The New Year's Six Bowl games in college football. It's the best. I just love it. It's the greatest every year. Maybe sometimes they're not the best games, but man, they 98% of the time are classics between teams that usually you won't see play each other. That's why I love it so much. You're never going to see these teams that are playing each other this week play each other often. It just doesn't happen. Alabama, Kansas State, that doesn't happen much. I don't know if I've seen it happen in my lifetime. Tulane, USC, definitely not. That is not something you see every day. So excited to get into it. I might get pulled over by this policeman because I was taking off my socks and I just took about 14 years stopped in the middle of the freeway. Not freeway. That's definitely not the correct word. Took a long time stopped in the middle of the exit to Target. I think I'm good. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the first one, I believe, Tennessee-Clemson. It's the Orange Bowl between two Orange teams with a lot of history. Not against each other, but on their own. 1999 champion Tennessee Volunteers versus 2019 champion Clemson. As I drank some water. Smart water is the only water to drink. It's the best water. Electrolytes kind of kick. It's very good. It's got the feel of a soda with the taste of water. Excellent. Off topic. Back to the Orange Bowl, where they'll be drinking exclusively orange juice and orange Gatorade and etc. Let's talk about it. I want to talk about Kay Klubnik. Because DJ Uiagalelei, let's just put it mildly, was not good this year for Clemson. Not at all, not the slightest, was DJ Uiagalelei very good. And it's tough because coming to high school, I posted about him on my Instagram. I was like, this kid's good. And no, he's not. At least at Clemson, he's not. I could see a future where he's good at UCLA or good at Virginia or some of those places he's rumored to go to, Florida. But Clemson, there's just such history at Clemson. You cannot be as mediocre as he was. Taj Boyd was excellent. Then you had Deshaun Watson, who was excellent. Then you had Trevor Lawrence, who was excellent. Kelly Bryant, even for a year, was much better than we've ever seen from DJ Uiagalelei. And we see Kay Klubnik now. And what we've seen from Kay Klubnik, not as much in the Syracuse game, because Klubnik was not very good in the Syracuse game, but what we saw him do against North Carolina, where he ripped them apart. Now, granted, it is North Carolina. It is not a good defense in the slightest. But he ripped them apart. He destroyed them. He picked them apart. And he's had other games this year where he's shown flashes of being phenomenal. And he's going to have his real coming out party this week against, or this upcoming game against Tennessee. Because Tennessee, their Cinderella story's over, folks. They beat Alabama, and they beat LSU, and they had a great year, and they won 10 games, and they made the Orange Bowl. Good for them. But no Hyatt, who won the Blitnikoff. No Cedric Tillman, who could have been top 5 in Blitnikoff voting. And most importantly, no Hendon Hooker, who, if he had finished the year, would have won the Heisman Trophy. They're all three out against this great Clemson defense, who I don't know if Miles Murphy plays. I don't know what Brizé plays. I don't know about any of that. But there is more depth. There is more talent on Clemson's side with the way that the opt-outs and the injuries have fallen. Give me Clemson to win this game. Not particularly close early. I think Tennessee is going to sort of get into it later on. Joe Milton. I still think Joe Milton, if he plays next year for Tennessee, I think they're going to have a good year. Because Joe Milton has all the talent in the world. But it's, can he do that? And on the game versus Clemson, I think he's going to have some garbage time stats. I think Clemson's going to win this one like 34-27, something like that, in a game that's closer than the score indicates. Or not as close as the score indicates, sorry. I thought there was something wrong with that sentence that I said. Let's get into the next game. And we're going to be breaking down the national championship as well here. So we're going to try to fly through these a little bit. Especially the ones that are not going to be any close. And this one I do not think will be close. It's going to be Kansas State versus Alabama. Bryce Young and Will Anderson playing in a swan song for two of the best to ever put on an Alabama Crimson Tide uniform. What a season it has been for Kansas State. Will Howard, Deuce Vaughn, you have those receivers, you have those corners. They are just so good all over the place, Kansas State. There's a reason that they won the Big 12 championship game. Key, he's good. There's a lot of really good players on this this team for Kansas State. But let's be honest with ourselves. The opt-outs and the injuries and the transfers for Alabama do not matter when you have more five stars coming up. The five stars that are coming up for Alabama would start on Kansas State. Maybe you don't like that I say that, but they just would. Maybe not at running back. Maybe not at quarterback. Maybe not even at receiver or corner. But everywhere else, you see those guys come out. The offensive line, you're getting a couple opt-outs for the offensive line for Alabama. Doesn't matter. There's All-American players behind them. There are All-American players on the defense, on special teams. Everywhere for Alabama, they're All-American players. And for Kansas State, they had some great starters this year. Excellent. And they're all going to play. But can they beat Bryce Young and Will Anderson and Jahmyr Gibbs in all their last games at Alabama? No, I do not think so. Especially when that same Kansas State team, a more healthy Kansas State team, a more full Kansas State team, got lit up by Max Duggan in the fourth quarter. And no offense to Max Duggan, because Max Duggan is great. He had a great story, great year. Max Duggan is not Bryce Young. Sorry. Max Duggan is not Bryce Young. Ingram for TCU, I believe their running back's name. I'm not great with names in current college football. But their running back, we know how good he is. And he is not Jahmyr Gibbs. And defensive-wise, Will Anderson is just a freak. And Dallas Turner is going to play. And there are these guys that Kansas State just cannot hold. They just cannot do it. And these players that they struggled against with TCU, they're going to struggle against even more against Alabama. And I think Alabama wins this game pretty convincingly. Give me like 40-something to make 24, around that 41-24, something in that area. I think maybe close for a half. But Alabama, their depth, their talent, their coaching, you're just going to overcome. As they go in for another drink of water, intermission, folks, as I stop this stop sign and drink of water here. Excellent. Excellent stuff from the smart water. Now, let's look elsewhere. Let's go to the game I look forward to most. Maybe it's not going to be a great game, but uniform combination, bro. If you want a uniform matchup that's going to be iconic, it's going to be this game. Give me Tulane. Give me... What in the world? This dude is going... Let's see. It's 55 mile per hour speed limit. It's 55. We're going 55. We're supposed to be going 55. We're going 32. He is all over the world. Folks, I think we have a drunk driver in front of me right now. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Don't drink and drive, kids. Probably going to pass him when I get the chance. Maybe not the smartest idea. Anyway, let's get back to it. You've got Tulane. Oh, as I yawn.
My word. It's been a long day.
Tulane, their potent offense, their great defense versus the Heisman Trophy winner, the best player in college football this season, besides Hendon Hooker, it is Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams, we know how good he was in the Pac-12 championship game. I still maintain that if he does not get injured and play hurt for 99% of that game, that they win that game. And they're in the playoff right now above Ohio State. I maintain that. I believe so. And by the way, hold on. Let's hold on for a second. There was no argument at all for USC to get in the playoff. I didn't see any. But people were saying TCU would be robbed if they didn't make it because they lost the conference championship game. You can't hurt them for playing a conference championship game. Why is that? Because people hate Alabama, but people love Ohio State. And you can't have Alabama get in because of that. But Ohio State getting in because of that exact same reasoning is fine. But on to Tulane and USC. I just think USC is way better. defensively, they might get a lot of points. I mean, we know how good the Tulane offense is running the ball and passing the ball. Especially late in games where they need it, they get it. But I just think Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison, if he plays, and Brennan Rice and Mario Williams and this offensive line and the running backs, I just think there's more to like to USC if Caleb Williams plays. Now, if Caleb Williams does not play, that's where it gets interesting, because we know Tulane, very experienced group. This is a recruiting class from like 4 years ago now that was high up there. It was like top 30 recruiting class in the country, and they're finally all seniors, and they're all getting to do what I thought they would do. I called it three, four years ago, that Tulane would be in a New Year's Six game around this time, and that was a really good call on my part to predict that. Because they were not anywhere near that. But you just looked at the recruiting trends, and you just see this team heading to this point that you thought they would if you looked at those recruiting rankings. And they finally do get there. I just think USC is too powerful, too good on offense. Defensively, I think that they can get stops. I think they can get turnovers. They can get stops. They will not get stops, but I think they can get turnovers. They've done it all year. They have such a wacky turnover margin. So I believe that USC is going to win this game. 38-31, something like that, 38-30, around that. And finally, in the non-playoff portion, you got the Rose Bowl. And this game could be much cooler. I do not like Penn State. I do not like watching Penn State. I think that they are borderline unwatchable when Sean Clifford plays. But you got Nick Singleton, you've got so many, two good wide receivers, two really good wide receivers. Mitchell Tinsley, student section athlete. Shout out student section on Instagram. And you got Sean Clifford, like I said, and defensively, you've got dudes defensively. Like, dudes defensively that are going to be high NFL picks. And you got returning for another season is your star left tackle, so he'll play. And you just look at this, maybe their left guard, left tackle, one of the two. But you look at this game, and you see Cam Rising, you see Tavian Thomas, you see Dalton Kincaid, who I believe is out. I believe Dalton Kincaid is out in this game. I don't think it matters. One team has Cameron Rising in that defense, and one team has Sean Clifford trying to win a Rose Bowl. Sean Clifford has been borderline unplayable since 2017, 2018, 2019, I believe, actually, 2019. Like, he is not good, and he's still their quarterback. The fact that they have not gone to Drew Aller yet is unbelievable. But Penn State, talent, they do have the talent to win this game. But also, Kyle Whittingham versus James Franklin is just a coaching mismatch. It is just an absolute coaching mismatch. And I really want this for Utah. Utah is such an awesome program. It would definitely be in my list of, like, top five programs that I would like to go to if I play college football. They are just, and they're doing this for a lot of teammates that have fallen. Like, they have had a really rough couple years with how many players of theirs have passed away. And they are doing it for those guys. And they made it last year in the Rose Bowl. Give me Utah to win this thing. Give me Utah to win it big over Penn State. I just think that they're better. And I know I just went chalk. I went who's better, in my opinion, every single time. But I think that's how it's going to go. I think if you're a better team on paper in New Year's Six games, whenever there's so many opt-outs, so many key players that aren't playing, I think you just got to go with who you think is going to win and who you think the favorites are. And I think that the favorites, I picked them. I think Clemson wins because of the fact that Tennessee's missing so many players. I think Bryce Young and Will Anderson will push Alabama over the edge. Maybe a close game if Jalen Milroe plays. But no, it's Bryce Young, folks. It is Bryce Young, and we know how good Bryce Young is. And you have, I think, USC is just too good. Tulane is not as talented as USC. That offense is just going to eat alive Tulane if Caleb Williams is healthy and plays. And I just think that Utah is better than Penn State. I just don't think Sean Clifford has it in him to win a Rose Bowl. But let's get to the big games, the big two, and then we'll get to the national championship. It's Michigan versus TCU. J.J. McCarthy, Blake Corum hopefully plays. You've got Andrell Anthony. You've got so many good players from Michigan. There are just so many players, too many to name. Their backup running back, which I just, names escape me this late at night. I work for 8 hours, folks. In a normal day, I'll be able to name these players for you, even though I'm not great with names in college football anymore. But I know who they are. Their backup running back's been stellar. They have other receivers that are great. Lovelace, where did he come from? Lovelace. One of the four true freshmen, I believe, has just been killing it since the Ohio State game for Michigan. They have that great defense, of course. And you got, on the other side, Quentin Johnston. You've got Max Duggan. And their last hurrah with TCU. TCU trying to get revenge for 2015 for when they should have made the playoffs but did not. Will they win the national championship? No, they won't. They're going to lose. They are not as good. Chalk, bro. Chalk. I'm going chalk every time. Give me chalk. Give me Michigan. They are better. Deuce Vaughn ran all over TCU. Everybody that TCU played sort of just destroyed them on offense. I think Michigan's probably the best offense they've played this season. That's saying a lot because they played Kansas State. They have played Kansas State twice. They've played a lot of really good offenses, but I just don't think that we can hold a candle to Michigan with how good Michigan is when they're clicking, and I think that they're going to be clicking. I think they'll be ready. I think Michigan's going to win this game in sort of dominating fashion, 40-something to, like, 20-something. I just don't see a world where TCU competes, especially if we get Max Duggan that we got in the first three quarters of the Big 12 championship game. I just don't think that they have what it takes to beat Michigan. Michigan demolished Penn State, who's in a Rose Bowl. Michigan demolished Ohio State, who's in the playoff. Michigan has played great teams better than any team has played any team. They're killing it. Michigan, this is the best Michigan team of my lifetime. Better than last year's Michigan team. And I think that they show that. And I think they move on to the national championship for the first time since what? The mid-90s? Since Desmond Howard-ish? And on the other side, we have probably the most anticipated game of New Year's Six. It's Ohio State. Emeka Ogbuka. Marvin Harrison Jr. No JSN, folks. But you got CJ Stroud. Their running back's room is depleted. Defensively, though, you've got JT Tuimawau. He has been so good this year for Ohio State. You got some sick players for Ohio State. But let me run through Georgia real quick. And let me name the NFL players in Georgia. A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington, Kenny McIntosh, Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards. You got their offensive line is killer. Keita Ringo has not been good. But we'll talk about that in a second. Malachi Starks. Jubas Johnson, Jalen Carter, folks. And you got a lot of guys who are looking to make names for themselves for Georgia. And Kirby Smart looking to go back-to-back with Georgia for the first time in Georgia history. This will be their first ever back-to-back title, I believe, if they win this. But Julian Fleming, Emeka Ogbuka, Marvin Harrison Jr., versus this Georgia defense, which struggles heavily against the air raid. Struggles heavily against the air raid. 500 passing yards for LSU last week. Tennessee threw all over them, and they lost, but Tennessee threw for a lot of yards as well. The things that they didn't do, those teams did not convert those yards into points. I think that Ohio State will convert yards into points. But I think that when it comes down to it, there are too many good players in this Georgia defense that are going to make a play. CJ Stroud should be pressured all game. They pressured Jaden Daniels. They pressured the backup quarterback for LSU, which, of course, I'm listing the name of, because I can't think of anybody's names. Nussmeier. They pressured them. They've been pressuring a lot of quarterbacks recently. They've gotten better. They did not get many sacks to begin the year, but Hendon Hooker was on the run all game. Jaden Daniels, those are two biggest hands they played all year, and they pressured the quarterback in both of them. I think that they will pressure C.J. Stroud. I think that they will make it to where they have to throw the ball, because there's going to be no running game at all for Ohio State. They do not have a running back that can take on this Georgia defensive line. And when it comes down to it, Georgia is just really good. And I think that they'll hold back in the mistakes. I think that they'll play patient. I think Todd Monken will call a good game. And I think that Georgia wins very close, 27-24. Final play of the game, Jack Pozzoletsny hits a 39-yard field goal to win. But I just maybe a block field goal in there for Georgia at some point, because they like doing that in big games. But I just think Georgia is better, and I think we get Michigan versus Georgia in the national championship game. And this is where Georgia dominates. This is where Georgia eats. Georgia eats teams that run the ball only. And they will make J.J. McCarthy make mistakes. They don't get many turnovers, but when they do, they're big turnovers. You saw that in the LSU game. Christopher Smith as well in his final game for LSU or for Georgia as well. You got to think about him and what this game means to him. These guys who came back, Stetson Bennett, bro, he's not an NFL caliber player, but man, if he's not been impressive this year for Georgia. But yeah, I think Georgia wins, and I think we go on to Michigan. I think they beat Michigan. I think they beat Michigan. I think the real national championship game is Ohio State versus Georgia, because I think whoever wins that game wins the national championship game. Because I think that I don't think Michigan can beat Ohio State twice. I just don't think they can. Preseason, my pick to win the national championship was Ohio State. I'm not gonna stick with it because I've seen through Ohio State. They've not been consistent. Georgia's not getting consistent either, however. But I just think Georgia is better in big games. I think Georgia's gonna win that game, and I think they're gonna beat Michigan a score of 38-21, something like that. I just think that Georgia matches up really good against Michigan. They don't match up good against Ohio State. Ohio State matches up great against Georgia. But when it comes down to it, Georgia's too good, too talented, too elite. And I think they win a championship again. And I think next year they could do it again. And they could do it again after that. This team is on track to be the next Alabama. And that's not hyperbole anymore. That's what people were saying 4 years ago. Oh, Georgia's recruiting like Alabama. They weren't winning like Alabama. They're starting to win like Alabama. They are elite. They are dominant in the biggest games. And I had them winning another national championship game. There's a lot of good players on that team. And I think that they end it with a bang and a win and a national championship game victory. What do y'all think? This is sort of a follow-up to my post earlier on tonight, earlier on today about my New Year's Six predictions. I'm going to be linking this in my Instagram. Hopefully I'll listen to it. If not, I was able to talk through my drive home. I am nearly home. What games, though? What games? I think we're going to have some really good games. I think we're going to have some really, really good games this New Year's Six go around. I think there's some really fun matchups that you can look forward to on this great, great Saturday and Sunday. And I believe Saturday, Friday, Saturday, 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 Monday. I believe Saturday, Monday. Things will be pretty good. 31st, the 2nd. Should be some fun games. I'm excited. And then post that, we'll talk some draft. Jalen Carter looking to go number one overall. Bryce Young looking to go number one overall. CJ Stroud, Quentin Johnston, just to name a few guys. Miles Murphy. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are really, really good this coming draft. This could be a really good draft. Maybe not as good as a couple years ago, even last year. But last year didn't have quarterbacks. And this class has two quarterbacks that could change a franchise. CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, and if Josh Allen is anything to be believed, and I saw this tweet, this was great. Josh Allen is going to make a lot of raw quarterbacks with a ton of talent, but maybe not able to unlock it. He's going to make them a lot of money. Because Will Levis is going to get picked top 15, and will he deserve it? Probably not, based on what we saw in college. Probably not. But that has been me vibing in the Ritz car, and hope you all enjoyed, and hope you all come back next time for episode 8. We will see you there. Have a good one, and take it easy.